Hello, this is Sarah Tucker from Radio Gorgeous, and I'm speaking to the absolutely spectacular Norda Mullen. Hello, Norda.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, I've known Norda for quite a few years. She used to be a neighbour of mine, but actually, she is better known, possibly for being the flautist in the Moody Blues, but she is now recording her own singles. She's got quite a few CDs out, and I'm interviewing and talking to her for Radio Gorgeous. So, Norda, how did you become a flautist?
Well, I decided about when I was 8 or 10 years old to become one because two of my older sisters played the flute, and I just thought maybe I need to follow in their footsteps, so I did. And then I got better than them right away.
Because I remember you telling me that your house was always full of music, but not one type of music. It was all different types of music.
All types of music. Because we were in Mississippi, but my mother was Greek, and my father is Southern, and she was a mandolinist, and then a violinist, and then, you know, you had the Southern rock going on. This was, I hate to say, in the 60s, and all kinds of rock and roll. And so there was the classical, rock and roll, gospel, everything. My grandmother was a ragtime piano player, and my grandfather played the organ. Like, how strange is that? And he was Irish, so he'd play "My Wild Irish Rose" like on the organ. I mean, who hears that from their grandfather? So it was just like bombardment, but just musical bombardment, which was a fantastic way to be bombarded.
So what were you doing before you became involved in the Moody Blues? What were you doing?
I was I got a classical flute performance degree in Chicago from Northwestern, and then I started doing sessions, commercials, and then I moved, you know, TV and radio commercials, and then I got very tired of being freezing cold in Chicago, so I moved out to LA and did the same commercials. And then I got hooked up into the movie soundtrack business. And I will say that Randy Newman helped me get into that door because he's a composer in all over the world. But he helped me get into the movie soundtrack door, which is not an easy door to walk into.
What movies have you done?
I've done Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, Jurassic Park 2, 3, all the Matrix movies, several, Ratatouille, Monsters, Inc., Meet the Parents. Like, what happens is once you get into the door, then you just start getting called for all the movies, and that was fantastic.
Wonderful.
That started happening around the year 2000, so I did a lot of movies, and then 2003, the Moody Blues called. So then all of a sudden I was on tour a lot. I still did movies like Seabiscuit and stuff, but I would be in and out of LA. So I was lucky to do both, travel and still be in LA and do the work there.
Because I can imagine, although the movies stuff sounds glamorous, is it sort of like being in a darkened room with other musicians? Or is it sort of like you're in a cocoon and then you go out and you're allowed to see the light and they feed you and then you go back in again?
Well, actually, it wasn't a dark room. It was a very bright room, and it was also it was full orchestra. So it was like 100 of the best musicians in the world. You know, they were from the LA Phil and all over the world, because that's how you get into that room, really. You have to, because you have to be able to sight read on spot, because they're paying you to, you know, they don't want to pay for you to rehearse, basically. So you have to just get it right the first time. So there were some really tough movie scores. I think the Jurassic Parks were really tough. I was playing piccolo, and man, day after day after day, just sight reading this really hard music. But it was so fun and such a challenge, because that's what I'd been trained to do.
Yeah. But it's such a seminal, the music scores and the are such a seminal part of you know, those films that you mentioned, like the Matrix films, Jurassic Park. The music is so, without the music, it just wouldn't be the same film.
No, you're right. I mean, imagine it without the music. It'd be silent, you know, so dinosaurs would be coming down and there'd be nothing happening. So the music is really kind of everything. That's why I think it's so dramatic, the music, as it should be. It's fantastic.
So the Moody Blues, like, you are I've seen you perform at the Exchange in Twickenham last weekend, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Thank,
as I said, people were in tears, but in a nice way, in a good way.
Yeah.
They were in tears. with the Moody Blues, was it like an easy fit? Did you feel that you clicked in straight away, or what happened there?
It was for me, the perfect fit. It was so weird because I'd trained classically, but I'd heard their music my whole life. And then I got that call, and then I was on the stage, and it was like you're playing classic rock. So something I'd done forever anyway, because I had grown up with their music and grown up trying to play it by ear and doing that. And then it wasn't a fit for the audience. They wondered where Ray Thomas had gone. They didn't know where he had gone. And he's my predecessor, as my husband says. We call it predecessor in America. He was one of the founding members of the Moody Blues. So he decided to retire at the end of 2002, and I don't think the fans knew that that was happening. So I think when I came on board in March of 2003, they just were not all that, you know, excited. It'd be almost like you go to the Beatles, but where is Paul McCartney? You know, so in that way, I felt kind of the vibe, like it didn't occur to me, but he was, you know, they really, really missed him. So, so it took a little while for people to adjust.
Well, as I said, if anyone's heard your music, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
Now, you play, because perhaps, you know, of your upbringing, you play, although it's influenced, I feel, by lots of different things, Gabriel, Annie Lennox, you mentioned before, and also it's quite rocky and folksy as well. Where do you see yourself going? Because you've got another CD out with just a couple of songs on
it. Yeah, just a couple of songs. I don't know, I see myself making music that could perhaps make, it sounds so cliche, but I want to try to just make an impact or try to shine a light on certain issues of the world that maybe could help in the world.
Yeah, because you're an animal lover, aren't you, as well?
I'm an animal lover, and I really feel strongly right now about, helping, abused animals or abandoned animals or anything that can animal rescue.
Yeah, because your dogs are even sort of mentioned on your first CD.
Yes, they are, and they're beautiful. And I'm in love with animals. I always have. I grew up with two horses, and we had dogs constantly. We always had three dogs at a time. One of them kept having puppies, and then she kept having puppies. And yeah, I just grew up on like an 8-acre plot of land in Mississippi, so animals were a huge part of my life. But I didn't realize, I kind of took it for granted, and then I kind of went away from that because I lived in cities like Chicago and Los Angeles. And then it's only coming back to having animals again. I'm really concerned about the welfare of animals, and I'm against animal. I want to try to do anything I can do about animal abuse and, anything.
You should get in contact with David Attenborough. He's just up the road.
I would love to do that.
Yes, yes.
I'm sure he probably has not a minute of time for me, but I'd love to talk to him.
So how can people get hold of your music? Because you also do music lessons as well.
I do music lessons right in my home in Richmond. Yeah, and I have a website called nordamullen.com. But Well, you can't send me a message on that, but you can get my music there or on CD Baby or Amazon. But also you can contact me if you ever want to help me save animals in any way, because this is now what I want to do, is just contact me via my official Nordamullen official page on Facebook. And then, I'd love to get into the fight.
Good.
I don't like the abuse.
No. Thank you very much, Norda.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank
you. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Norda Mullen and Sarah Tucker on Radio Gorgeous.